So remember what Erickson said. Erickson said that your patients will be your patients. He was talking to clinicians. He said your patients will be your patients because they're out of rapport. They're out of rapport with their unconscious mind. He saw his entire job as putting them back in rapport with their unconscious mind so they'd listen to themselves. So they'd give the command and the unconscious mind would follow through. So part of this is going down, like imagine, remember, have I used the analogy of the captain and the crew on a ship? You know, who runs the ship? The captain or the crew? Crew runs it, the captain's in charge. So imagine if there was no rapport between the captain and the crew, you'd get mutiny, right? And that's what people get in their lives when they have problems. So if you build that rapport, like if the captain went down and talked to the crew and spent time with the crew on a regular basis, that would create that rapport, wouldn't it? So by doing things like this, just inherent in and of itself, the technique, you're actually building a better rapport with the unconscious mind. And you're teaching it and you're training it how to use your imagination in a way that works for you rather than against you. So I'm going to use the Elman induction that we're learning for this demonstration. And then I'm going to use a combination of some of the things that we've talked about that we could do inside the therapy. I mentioned that we could do metaphor. I mentioned that we could use direct suggestion, that we could install new strategies.